Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Entering hour number two of today's show. We're with you until 6 o'clock tonight. The Ryan Day Show will come your way when we wrap up, and that will be followed by Columbus Blue Jackets hockey. Great day to be alive in Lorain County, I'll tell you that, because the burger battle is going on as we speak, and it lasts through this Sunday, October the 20th. Lots of tasty burgers for you to get in on the action with. There's so many outstanding ones out there, from the Korean barbecue burger at Bootleggers to the one right across the street at the Foundry here, the Quad Onion. So many outstanding burgers to get a taste of. And here to tell us all about the Lorain County Burger Battle on the hotline right now, we have Lorain County Commissioner Sharon Sweeta joining us. Commissioner Sweeta, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm doing well, and thank you for having me.
Well, the burger battle is always so much fun for us to discuss. Let's begin with the details of this year's festivities. As I understand it, there is a passport involved and all kinds of fun and excitement.
Absolutely. When you arrive at one of the participating restaurants, if you order one of the burgers that they have entered into the contest, they will ask you if you'd like a passport, or if you've already received one at another one of the eateries that are participating, at which case they'll stamp your passport for you, because the goal is to get two or more stamps so that you are capable of voting and possibly winning a dinner for four.
Very nice. And I mean, there are just so many benefits to this. A, you get a chance to check out a fantastic burger, some of the finest eateries in the area as well. And it seems like this is the kind of campaign that's pretty easy to get restaurants involved in. How does the selection process for those that participate work?
Well, it's basically volunteer. We, you know, our Visitors Bureau goes out, and we have had several other types of promotions that they've participated in. So they decide, do they have a burger they'd like to enter into the challenge? If so, we let them give us a full description of what that burger is going to be. Each participant agrees that they will charge a flat fee of $9, so that across the board, each of these special burgers are priced at $9, and they are available as a candidate for the best burger. And it'll be determined by those who visit and eat at the restaurant.
I've got a question on this, just because I sampled one already. I plan on attacking at least one or two more before the end of the contest on Sunday. Just don't let my cardiologist know about that or my doctor know about that. But any thoughts of extending this in the future? And I ask that because you've got between October 10th and October 20th to get out there and try all of these fantastic burgers. Now, that just doesn't seem like there's enough time to get out there and get to all of these, but it's just one of those things where you see you've got about a 10-day window to work with, and there's only so many burgers that you can try in those 10 days.
Exactly. Now, the good news is most of these eateries are available for lunch or dinner. We have all actually scheduled the 10-day window around the restaurant's preference. It seems that it balances the needs of the restaurant and the participants if they have that 10-day window. But the good news is we do several challenges through the year. So hopefully you'll get an opportunity not only to check out several of these burgers, but you can join us on the Best Wings promotion. Or as well, we're having a cupcake crawl that extends through the whole month of October. So we try to make it available for everyone while being conscious of the sensitivities of the restaurants in their normal, typical traffic patterns.
Yeah, and that makes October a really awesome month, because not only do you have the burger battle going on, you referenced the cupcake crawl as well. So you get a little bit of everything going on this month. And, you know, I guess when you guys are sitting down and you're putting this together, is creativity some of the, or part of one of the biggest aspects of this competition to you guys?
Yes, the creativity and the fact that folks are getting out there, and if they're making a special trip to sample or taste a restaurant's specialty burger, they're looking for them to stand out and be different than each other. And so creativity would be a key element to the burger that they enter into the contest. Just today, Commissioner Lori Kakowski and Commissioner Matt Lunde and myself went out to one of the eateries to sample their burgers, and we thought it was great.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's got to be one of the benefits, right? Because you kind of get a sneak peek as to what's coming before the rest of us get a chance to dive in there and kind of dive into those burgers ourselves. But, boy, I just don't think that you can really go wrong with any of these choices. Matt and I have kind of gone over these details a few times before. But, you know, not only do you have wonderful burgers here, but, you know, Commissioner Sweet, I think you'll agree, you have so many wonderful establishments that are a part of this process as well.
We really do, and that is the aim, is to not just share our great restaurants with the folks within Lorain County. We're hoping to invite others from surrounding counties to come and explore Lorain County, see all that we have to offer. One of the things we boast about is you get free parking in Lorain County and faster service. So we're hoping that we not only boost the business and the exposure for these restaurants inside the county, but from outside and surrounding areas as well.
Yeah, and that was my next question. Isn't that certainly part of what this campaign is all about, to get folks to kind of get a chance to go around and see some of these really awesome establishments and really kind of open up their taste buds a little bit, but also open their eyes up a little bit to some of the finer places that Lorain County has to offer?
Entirely. You are exactly right. You hit it on the head. We want to have our great establishments get the exposure and the foot traffic that we know can make a difference in those businesses. And the thing that I tell everyone is that if we want to have these great establishments, we need to frequent them. That's the way we ensure their future. So I hope everybody gets out there before Sunday, tries a few of these burgers, creates their ballot. They can either visit Lorain County offices on Levitt Road in Amherst, or they can mail their ballot, or they can simply snap a picture and email it to visitors@visitlorainecounty.com. That simple, and they may not only help crown this year's winner, but also have the possibility to win the drawing for a dinner for four.
Absolutely. And, you know, frequenting some of these businesses, certainly vital to, you know, the success of this great county of ours. And I don't know about you, but I'm all for ensuring the future of places that produce things such as a Korean barbecue burger, or a barbecue spice grilled wild boar burger, and the firecracker, and the list goes on and on and on. So certainly we all benefit here in Lorain County from fantastic campaigns such as the Burger Battle.
Well, I'm glad.
Absolutely. And the cupcake crawl as well. We can't forget about that cupcake crawl. And it's pretty cool that these kind of happen at the exact same time, because who doesn't like a cupcake at the end of a meal with a great burger involved, right?
You're exactly right. And you have all month to participate in that promotion.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, Commissioner Sweetie, thank you so much for joining us and shedding some light on the Burger Battle on 2019. It's ongoing until this Sunday, October 20th. Commissioner Sweeta, we appreciate the time. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.